From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The U.S. military campaign against the Taliban regime continued for a 12th day today, with heavy bombing near the Afghan capital, Kabul, as well as the southern city of Kandahar. Taliban officials claim that dozens of people were killed in the past 24 hours, and more than 400 since the bombing campaign began. Pentagon officials say the number of casualties is far lower, and international aid agencies say whatever the numbers, there is no doubt of a growing humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan. Some aid workers are calling for a pause in the bombing so that food can be delivered before winter sets in. From Islamabad, Pakistan, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
An estimated 5 million Afghans are dependent on international food aid in order to survive. Very little food has reached these people since the U.S. bombing campaign began nearly 2 weeks ago. Aid workers are especially worried about those living in remote regions of Afghanistan, regions, says UN spokesman Rupert Colville, that are difficult to reach even during the best of times.
I myself have seen a whole region in the northeast where you simply can't get in with four-wheel drives, with jeeps. You either spend 8 days on a donkey or you use a helicopter. Obviously, right now, you can't use helicopters. It's too dangerous.
The U.S. military is continuing to airdrop food rations, but aid workers say it's not reaching those who need it the most. The U.N. Food Agency is still sending a few convoys into Afghanistan, but it's an increasingly dangerous mission. Some drivers are afraid to travel deep into the country for fear of being caught up in the escalating war. The relief effort was further hampered this week when the U.S. inadvertently bombed a Red Cross warehouse in Kabul. Now a group of aid agencies are calling for a pause in the bombing campaign so that food can be delivered before the brutal Afghan winter sets in only a few weeks from now. Sam Barrett is a spokesman for the relief agency Oxfam.
We're asking for a pause in the bombing, and we're asking for the Northern Alliance and the Taliban to respect the aid agencies trying to go about their job, because at the moment we're finding it hard to operate, and we know that unless we get this food moving, people will die this winter.
Barrett says time is fast running out. By mid-November, he says, 500,000 Afghans will be cut off by the heavy snow. But the Pentagon has given no indication that it's prepared to interrupt the bombing campaign, and some involved in the relief effort in Afghanistan say U.S. bombs are not the main problem. Claire Short, Britain's Minister for International Aid, is currently visiting Pakistan.
All sensible people want the bombing to be reduced as rapidly as it can be, but want the objectives of the military action also to be achieved. And it just isn't true to say if the bombing stopped, there wouldn't be any problem in moving humanitarian supplies. To say we can't do anything until the bombing stops is just factually not true.
Claire Short blames the Taliban regime for disrupting the aid effort. Taliban fighters, she says, have allegedly looted the offices of several aid agencies, stealing vehicles and communications equipment, and in some cases, beating the staff. Taliban troops commandeered a UN food warehouse in the city of Kandahar. And today, the highly respected relief agency Doctors Without Borders announced it was pulling out of two Afghan cities after armed gangs stole medicine, equipment, and vehicles. The relief group did not say who was responsible for the looting, but both cities where the incidents took place are under Taliban control. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad, Pakistan.